Welcome to this audio issue of Distressed Investing, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. This issue was originally published on January 8, 2026. Big player in huge payment space. It's gobbling up competitors as it grows. Grows. Investing with a high school dropout who walked in space. Investors currently disdain this serial acquirer. But looking closely, we remain a rational admirer. Martin Fridson. In September 2024, Jared Isaacman was 300 miles above Earth, hanging outside the hatch of the Dragon capsule during the Polaris Dawn mission, tethered only by a thin umbilical cord. By doing this, Isaacman achieved a monumental first. The only private citizen to perform a spacewalk, or extravehicular activity, EVA. The core mission of Polaris Dawn was the spacewalk itself. No non-government astronaut had ever performed an EVA. Elon Musk's SpaceX had to fundamentally redesign the Dragon capsule's trunk and hatch to support a pressurization cycle and build a brand new generation of lighter, more flexible private spacesuits for the operation. I decided I was going to go to space when I was 5 years old. I was pretty calculated about it at that point. It just took me a little while to get it into motion, Isaacman told CNBC. Isaacman, now 42, is an accomplished pilot who set a world record in 2009 for the fastest around-the-world flight in a light jet. He's a longtime advocate for the expansion of the private space industry, which he says could lead to a world where everybody can go and venture among the stars. Isaacman's training was grueling. Unlike NASA astronauts who train for years, Isaacman and his crew had only months to get ready. They spent countless hours in Johnson Space Center's Neutral Buoyancy Lab, practicing simulated EVAs in a massive underwater pool, learning to move and think in a three-dimensional, unforgiving environment. For private citizen Isaacman, the EVA was particularly risky. At an altitude significantly higher than the International Space Station, the crew would pass through parts of the Van Allen radiation belts, requiring the use of radiation-hardened materials and specialized procedures. The risk of suit failure, equipment malfunction, or decompression sickness was real. On the day of the EVA, the crew had to depressurize the entire cabin, going from normal atmospheric pressure down to a near vacuum, a process that is intrinsically dangerous but necessary to open the hatch. It was a moment of supreme technical execution and personal courage, carried out far from the safety net of ground control. The price tag for Polaris Dawn was staggering, likely a total investment of $500 million, which Isaacman funded himself. Isaacman's Polaris Dawn mission proved that a commercial venture could achieve the highest operational complexity in space, thereby accelerating the path to deep space for everyone. The spacewalk was the ultimate expression of Isaacman's risk-tolerant, pioneering spirit. Years ago, this high school dropout, who eventually became a billionaire entrepreneur, needed an illusion of establishment to sign his first customer. Now, he had commanded a multi-million-dollar space mission, stepping out into the void to prove that the final frontier was open for business. He was driven not by the desire to be first, but by the conviction that if a system is broken, you have the audacity to build a better one. For Isaacman, the cost was necessary to rewrite the rules of space travel, much like he had rewritten the rules of payment processing decades earlier. As far as I'm concerned, I'm super lucky, Isaacman told Bloomberg. You know, teenage basement startup, just trying to buy pizza on the weekend, and it's turned into quite the empire. Isaacman's payment processing empire. In this report, we write about that empire. Shift 4 Payments, NYSE, 4, a company that over the last year has been misunderstood and wrongly sold off. The business is in the rapidly growing area of fintech, technology such as software and apps that make financial services easily available to an increasingly large percentage of the world. In this report, we discuss why we like Shift 4, which provides software used in over $250 billion transactions each year, and we recommend both its 6% convertible preferred stock, maturing May 1, 2028, and its common shares. Despite the conventional wisdom that a college degree is required for career success, there are many famous, and very rich, college dropouts who are the exception to this rule. Both Microsoft, MSFT, co-founder Bill Gates and Facebook, META, mastermind Mark Zuckerberg left Harvard University before receiving a degree. Steve Jobs lasted 6 months at Reed College before starting Apple, AAPL. Spotify Technology, SPOT, founder Stephen Eck walked away from Sweden's Royal Institute of Technology before completing his degree. However, unlike Shift4's founder Jared Isaacman, all of these tech titans did finish high school. In 1999, 16-year-old Isaacman dropped out of Ridge High School in suburban New Jersey. After dropping out, Isaacman began to work full-time for Merchant Services International, a company that processed credit card payments. The payment processor would verify that the purchase was legitimate, receive payment from the bank that issued the credit card, and forward the proceeds to the merchant. For that effort, the bank received a small fee that came out of the credit card issuer's charge to the retailer. Shortly after starting this job, Isaacman noted that merchants that wanted to take payments from customers by credit card needed to buy expensive equipment. They also faced a complicated approval process that typically took months to complete. He envisioned a more efficient system for processing payments that would be faster for businesses to implement and that would involve virtually no upfront capital costs. Isaacman put these observations into action by launching his own payments processing business named Union Bank Card, a name that sounded established and would lend an aura of credibility to a venture started by someone who drove to work on a learner's permit. As the business evolved, in addition to payment processing, it focused on providing more profitable point-of-sale software and technology to merchants. To reflect the changing mix of business, in 2012 he changed the name of the business to HarborTouch. Over the next 5 years, the business acquired various companies, including Merchant Services, where Isaacman had started to work during high school. As it continued to grow, organically and by acquisitions, in 2017 Isaacman renamed it once again to Lighthouse Network. Early the following year, Lighthouse acquired Shift4 Corporation, the world's largest payments gateway, or online platform connecting merchants with banks. Isaacman renamed Lighthouse Network Shift4 Payments and rolled out an IPO in June 2020. How founder Jared Isaacman got into space. Jared Isaacman eventually earned his GED, equivalent to a high school diploma. At 28, he went on to earn an online bachelor's degree in aeronautics from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He became a highly accomplished pilot qualified to fly a wide range of military and civilian aircraft. He founded the Black Diamond Jet Team, which performs stunt flying at air shows. In 2012, Isaacman founded Draken International, which owns the largest private fleet of fighter jets, which it leases to countries approved by the Department of Defense. Blackstone Asset Management Group purchased a majority interest in Draken from Isaacman in 2019 for an undisclosed sum, reported to be hundreds of millions of dollars. In 2021, Isaacman commanded Inspiration 4, a spaceflight that orbited Earth without professional astronauts. Then, in 2024, he led the privately funded Polaris Dawn mission, which performed dozens of scientific experiments during which, as detailed above, he walked in space. President Donald Trump appointed and the U.S. Senate confirmed Isaacman to lead NASA. He was sworn in on December 15, 2025. Until this appointment, Isaacman had remained active in the day-to-day operations of Shift4 as chairman of the board. As a condition of his appointment at NASA, Isaacman agreed to give up his active role at Shift4, which we believe has played a role in the decline of the share price. Isaacman committed to holding on to most of his Shift4 shares. He also agreed to give up voting control of the company by exchanging his Class A and Class C shares, which have 10 votes each, for ordinary shares. Taylor Lauber, Isaacman's childhood friend who joined Shift4 in 2018, now runs the business as CEO. Back to Earth, discussion of the business. Since its founding in 1999, Shift4 has grown into a large and profitable business. As of September 30, the company based in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania had 6,000 employees. It processes around $250 billion in payments annually, brought in $3.8 billion in revenue, and will generate close to $1 billion in operating profit in 2025. Broadly speaking, Shift4 has three main areas in its businesses. The first two date back to the original acquisition of Shift4 Payments. Shift4's lowest margin business is a payment platform that enables merchants, credit card issuers, and their associated banks to communicate with each other. Shift4 receives a small fee for each transaction that takes place and can also receive monthly payments from credit card companies and banks. The company also processes payments that are transmitted over its platform. Processing generates higher margins than the company earns on its platform, and it seeks to upsell processing services to users of the platform. As examples, Shift4 has agreements with merchants, restaurants, hotels, and other businesses, SpaceX, for example, to execute their credit transactions using virtually any payment method. The company makes the most money when, in addition to processing transactions on its platform, it provides the hardware and software that, in effect, run everything from revenue to record keeping for its customers. These packages of hardware and software, named SkyTab for restaurants and SkyTab Venue for sports teams and stadiums, are designed for the specific needs of small and medium-sized businesses. Increasingly, Shift4 has been customizing systems for large and complex companies such as retailers and hotel chains that operate in a variety of countries and currencies, as shown below. Shift 4's intent for its hardware and software is to enable a business to focus on revenue generation. Each system is different, but most typically include maintaining a single portal that provides information on all operations in all regions, posting revenue to the general ledger and other aspects of business reporting, analyzing the profitability of each product or service offered, dispute management, when customers question a charge, events and logs. Shift 4 software makes it possible for its customers to make sales denominated in any currency and now has the capability to arrange for the refund of value-added taxes, VAT, for U.S. shoppers abroad. Great opportunities for growth. Originally, Shift 4 focused its efforts on restaurants located in the U.S., where the company's systems are now installed in 33% of table service restaurants. These include upscale restaurants, such as Tao and Balthazar in New York City, and quick service chains such as Shoney's and Rib Crib. The company also has agreements with all the food delivery services, such as Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash. Next, the company focused on the hospitality industry, where its market share in the U.S. is now 40%. Shift 4 Systems customers include high-end properties, such as the Beverly Hills Hotel and the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, as well as chains such as Radisson, Best Western, and the Hard Rock Hotels. Through acquisition, Shift 4 has also become the largest provider of payment systems and processing to professional sports, such as the New York Yankees and Baltimore Orioles Major League Baseball teams, the New Orleans Saints and Baltimore Ravens National Football League teams, and the arenas where they play. The systems that the company designs for these customers are extremely complex. They cover online ticket sales and box office sales, food and beverages sales at restaurants, concession stands, and in the seats, and retail and parking. Given its advanced technology, experienced workforce, and a large base of installed software, Shift 4 sees its competitive advantage in the installation and operation of large, complicated businesses. Shift 4's integrated systems address many of the customer's software needs and enable them to save money by reducing the number of their software vendors. Because payment systems are generally less advanced outside the U.S., Shift 4 believes foreign markets represent a large, long-term opportunity for growth. Growth trajectory. Many factors. Until its 2020 IPO, Shift 4 was privately owned, principally by founder Isaacman. In the last 5 years, the company's volume of payments processed, revenue, operating profit, and cash flow have all risen substantially. In 2025, we estimate the company will have generated roughly $500 million in free cash flow and is aiming to achieve a run rate of $1 billion in free cash flow by the end of 2027. Shift 4 has reinvested much of the cash flow it has generated into the business, mainly funding research and development to remain on the cutting edge of technology. It has also used much of the cash flow to pay the upfront costs, hardware, software, and sales commissions required to bring in new customers. Since its earliest days, Shift 4 has used some of its cash to acquire businesses that broaden the company's customer offerings and expand its customer base and geographic reach. The goal of these acquisitions is to incorporate the valuable parts of each new business into Shift 4 operations and to substantially reduce redundant costs. For example, it bought a money-losing business named Venue Next in 2021. It is now the bedrock of its profitable business serving sports teams and arenas. The acquisitions the company made between June 2020 through September 2025 have collectively added close to $1 billion in cash flow on investments that total $5.5 billion. This equates to having purchased the businesses at 6.2x operating profit. Acquisition of Global Blue. On February 18, 2025, Shift 4 announced it had agreed to purchase Global Blue, the world's largest provider of payment solutions to luxury retailers. Global Blue provides services to 75,000 high-end retailers with over 400,000 locations worldwide, and its software enables international shoppers to make payments in local currency in over 30 countries in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region. Global Blue also develops software that enables shoppers at its customer stores to claim VAT refunds. These levies, which are built into the purchase price of goods and services in many countries, are refundable for tourists. The traditional process for claiming these rebates is complicated and time-consuming. Global Blue software automatically claims the rebates for VA taxes on each purchase, without any effort by the shopper. What Global Blue calls its tax-free business is very profitable. It receives a 15% cut of the refund. This means Global Blue's operating profits should rise as shopping increases in the 45 countries that apply VA taxes. The company also stands to benefit as 9 additional countries evaluate imposing some form of consumption tax. The purchase of Global Blue also offers the opportunity for cross-selling Shift 4's other payment-related services to Global Blue's luxury goods retailers. In addition, The tax-free business creates a database of affluent shoppers, currently more than 15 million and counting, which should lead to generating additional revenue. Shift4 agreed to pay $2.5 billion for Global Blue, based on Global Blue's $220 million, converted from euros, in 2024 operating profit in 2024. The company characterizes the purchase price as 13.2x operating profit. If we adjust this calculation to reflect Global Blue's expected 2025 operating profit of $237 million, we arrive at a multiple of 10.5x. Four shares declined roughly 20% on February 18, the day of the announcement, to $65, roughly where they currently trade. Judging from the market's reaction to this large acquisition, the consensus was that Shift4 overpaid for the business. Shift4's management projects that cross-selling Shift4's services to Global Blue's customers, and vice versa, should add $70 million of run-rate operating profit by the end of 2027. The transaction closed on July 2, and Global Blue's operating results are included in Shift4's financial statements from that date forward. The current state of Shift4 financials. Shift4 has taken a number of steps to pay for the acquisition, extend the maturities of its debt, and maintain a considerable cash balance. Following the announcement of the Global Blue acquisition in February 2025, the company issued $2.1 billion in unsecured bonds maturing in 2032 and 2033 and refinanced $1 billion in bank debt, which now matures in 2032. On May 1, Shift4 raised $1 billion by issuing the 6% preferred stock, converting to common shares on May 1, 2028, with a face value of $100 per share that we are recommending in his report. As of September 30, Shift4 had $4.8 billion in bonds and loans, 10 million shares of 6% preferred stock, and 100.7 million common shares outstanding. At $65 per share, the market is valuing Shift4's business at $10.8 billion. Outlook for operating profit. The company has hit or exceeded its profit targets for the first three quarters of 2025. In November, Shift4's management estimated operating profit for the full year would come in between $970 million and $985 million, $977 million at the midpoint. This represents a 44% increase from last year's operating profit of $677 million. The company estimates potential market opportunities worldwide for all its customer offerings to be $14 trillion. Even a 1% penetration rate would equate to $140 billion in revenue, large enough to fuel significant growth over an extended period. Management expects the company's operating profit in 2026 and 2027 to rise anywhere from 19% to 30% annually. The low end assumes no new acquisitions, and the high end assumes acquisitions at the company's historical pace. We emphasize that operating results could fall short of these projections for many reasons. That said, we believe that management's long, solid track record for meeting its own expectations has earned it the benefit of the doubt. If the company achieves the projected growth rates over the next 2 years, operating profit in 2026 would land in the range of $1.16 billion to $1.27 billion, or roughly $1.2 billion. At the same growth rates, operating profit in 2027 would be in the range of $1.38 billion to $1.65 billion, or roughly $1.5 billion at the midpoint. The current $10.8 billion valuation of Shift4's business equates to 9x operating profit for 2026 and 7.2x operating profit for 2027. Shift4's management clearly believes its stock is undervalued at current levels. On November 6, in conjunction with its release of its earnings for the quarter that ended September 30, the company announced it would repurchase $1 billion of its shares. After accounting for the eventual conversion of the 6% preferred stock into 4 shares, as of September 30, Shift4 had 100.7 million shares outstanding. If we assume the company buys back shares at an average price of $75, it could repurchase and retire 13.3 million shares. This means that adjusting for repurchases, Shift4 would have roughly 87.4 million shares outstanding. Valuation. When we look at the valuation of companies that compete, in whole or in part, with Shift4, we also believe that its stock is significantly undervalued. At current prices, Shift4 is trading at 10.8x this year's expected operating profit and 9.0x its 2026 projection. The company's earnings multiple based on its expected earnings per share, EPS, of $4.75 this year is 13.7x, and 10.5x the EPS of $6.21 in 2026. That is the current consensus. If we apply the average EPS of the comparable companies for 2025 and 26 to Shift4 projected results, Shift 4 shares are worth roughly $94, or more than 40% above the current market price of $65 per share. 2025 $4.75 EPS x 19.7x equals $93.58. 2026 $6.21 EPS x 15.3x equals $95.01. If we perform the same analysis based on the average multiple of the operating profit of the comparable companies and arrive at business valuations of $14.9 billion to $15.6 billion, or roughly $15 billion. 2025 $1.2 billion x 12.5x equals $15.0 billion. 2026 $1.5 billion x 10.4x equals $15.6 billion. At a valuation of $15 billion, Shift 4 shares would be worth roughly double the current price of $65. In this exercise, we have valued Shift 4 using the average multiples for its competitors, even though Shift 4 is growing faster than most of the competitors and has a huge potential market opportunity. We note that the company is often compared with Toast, TOST, which sports the highest multiples in the group, at around 25x for 2026. Thus, we foresee a scenario where the valuation range of $94 to $122 per share could prove to be conservative. 6% preferred stock versus common shares. There are two ways to invest in Shift 4, its common shares and its 6% convertible preferred stock maturing May 1, 2028. We like both. We recommend the preferred stock for risk-tolerant investors and we recommend common shares for more aggressive investors. Shift 4's 6% preferred shares, which have a face value of $100, pay an annual dividend of $6, with $1.50 due on February 1, May 1, August 1, and November 1 until May 1, 2028. The company can choose to pay dividends either in cash, market value common stock, or a mixture of the two. Since the company is buying back stock, it's very likely they will pay dividends in cash. A purchaser today would expect to receive a total of $15 in dividends per share, $6 in 2026, $6 in 2027, and $3 in 2028. In the extraordinarily unlikely event that Shift 4 were to file bankruptcy or liquidate, both the preferred and the common stock would get paid after the company's $4.8 billion in bonds and loans were paid fully, and holders of the 6% preferred stock would be paid in full, $100 per share, before common stockholders would receive anything. The preferred stock is convertible into between 0.9780 and 1.224 shares of common stock. The conversion ratio depends on the stock's average trading price over the 20 trading days leading up to May 1, 2028, the date when the preferred must be converted into Shift 4 shares. We like the 6% convertible preferred stock because it has this provision that entitles investors to extra shares if the stock price fails to meet certain price targets. For all conversion prices up to $81.81, each preferred share is entitled to 1.2224 shares of common stock. The extra stock is phased out when the conversion price is roughly $100 per share. For all conversion prices above $102.25, the preferred is convertible into 97.8% of one share. Using the current market value of $81.85 per share of preferred stock, the earlier valuations of $94 to $122 per share would equate to total returns of 40% and 62%, or 17% to 20% on an annual basis. Shift 4's 6% preferred stock has advantages and disadvantages compared with buying 4 common shares. Based on the current trading prices of $82.50 for the preferred stock and $65 for the common shares, depending on the price in May 2028, either one could outperform the other. In this table below, we calculate the value of a share of the preferred stock on May 1, 2028, by multiplying the number of shares received by the conversion price and adding $15 per share in dividends. We compare that with the value of a common share. The key points we note are: on May 1, 2028, the preferred stock is worth more than the common stock for all of the conversion prices listed. The maximum benefit of the preferred stock over the common stock is $33.19 per share at a conversion price of $81.81. At prices below $100 per share, the preferred stock outperforms the common stock, and above $100 per share, the common stock outperforms the preferred. Risks. Investing in Shift 4's preferred or common stock is risky for a variety of reasons. The main ones are: the company's acquisitions, most notably the recent purchase of Global Blue, may fail to generate expected revenue increases and cost reductions. Shift 4 faces significant competition in all aspects of its business. Some competitors have greater financial resources. Advancements in financial technology could cause customers to adopt other payment systems. The volume of payments processed depends on consumer and government spending, which might decline during periods of economic stagnation. Shift4's transactions generate information about its merchants and their customers, and the company is subject to privacy-related regulations worldwide governing how it handles this information. Although the company creates many of its own software systems, it relies in part on third-party software providers which it does not control. Any breach of the company's systems could cause significant reputational and business damage. Recommendation: for moderate to aggressive investors, we recommend purchasing Shift4 Payments 6% convertible preferred stock maturing May 1, 2028, NYSE, PORE/PRA, up to a price of $86 per share. The price of these preferred shares can change rapidly, reflecting the high volatility of the four shares into which they will be convertible on May 1, 2028. For aggressive investors who are comfortable taking substantial risk, we recommend Shift4's common stock, NYSE, 4, up to $70 per share. Note: Shift4's preferred shares are listed on the New York Stock Exchange and other exchanges, and can be bought and sold like other stocks. The preferred stock trades under the ticker symbol 4PR or 4/PRA, depending on the system your broker uses. On Schwab, it trades under 4/PRA, 4PRA for Interactive Brokers, and 4/PA for Fidelity. Action to take: buy Shift4 Payments 6% convertible preferred stock, maturing May 1, 2028, NYSE, 4/PRA, up to $86 per share, and or Shift4 Payments common stock, NYSE, 4, up to $70 per share. Martin Fridson, Porter & Company, Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.